When Nick went to Utica, we told Nick we wanted to work on certain parts of his game and certain parts of his practice. You know, we want to have a culture that, you know, is conducive to winning. And I don't think Nick, Goldie didn't have a great training camp. There's parts of his game that we feel he has to work on. And, you know, he does some good things in the offensive zone with the puck, and he has done that in a couple of the games that he's played. But there's other parts, and I've talked about that a lot with all our young guys, Jake, Brock. You know, pretty well every young player has some holes in their game that we want them to work on. And, you know, part of his was, you know, his play away from the puck. I know I say that a lot, but it's different how you track a puck, how you back check, how you protect a puck in your own zone, the pace that within you play the game when you don't have the puck. And, you know, for people that aren't living and breathing it every day and watch and study the game, that is a big part of the game. And, you know, especially on winning hockey teams. You watch at the pace that teams play at that win and win championships, you know, it's pretty high, unless you're an absolute, you know, unbelievable player that's, you know, slows the game down or isn't a great skater. But those players are far and in between.
Did the PK work in Utica help him in the sense of, like, puck pursuit? And
well, that was part of it, yeah. I think Trent's done a good job in putting him in those spots to understand, you know, the importance of, you know, stripping a puck or even blocking a shot or paying the price to do something that doesn't get a lot of notoriety but still gives the team success. And, you know, he's been doing that in Utica. It's been, hasn't been that long. And, you know, those are some of the things that go into his development.
Today you liked his hustle out there. He was hungry. You said he's hungry out there today. Is it necessity or because
sometimes I'm joking about things on the ice. I don't think I made a comment that I don't think I came out and said Goldie was all world in practice today or anything, but I talked to lots of different players in different manners on the ice. You know, it's a work in progress with young players. You know, he understands what we're looking for. And his skating style is, it's not a fast skating, you know, sometimes he looks like he's not working hard enough. And, you know, his opinion of working sometimes and my opinion of working are sometimes a little bit different. But I think he's made progress. I like Goldie. I like him as a person, as a young kid that wants to play. And when he gets in, it'll be because we think it's the right time for him and for the team. And I've said that from day one, that developing young players is not the same with every player. And you also have the team to worry about. And you have to put a player in a position that he can succeed. When we brought Goldie up, we put him with Bo Horvat and Brock Besser. And Bo was a great guy to play with, and he's a good guy for Goldie to play with. He controls the puck a lot. He does a lot of the dirty work. Bo plays against top-end centermen and does a good job of it. Now, we have to make sure that, you know, to put Goldie out in the ice against a certain top line with someone else on our team, will it be as effective? And will it bring him crashing down if things don't work out the right way? And that's part of our thought process. We do not take it lightly. We think about it probably a lot longer than people can imagine. I mean, we're tinkering around with lines. I thought you might ask me about Besser playing with Dowd and Biega today.
That was a given.
No, that was part of it today. We're practicing today to potentially play tomorrow.
Travis, you played against guys in your career who wouldn't be described today as 200-foot players.
For sure.
Is it a delicate balance when you have a guy who has all this offensive capabilities, but as you have mentioned, you need to work on, you know, how you track on a back check, how you protect the puck. Is it a balance not neutering those offensive abilities to turn him into that 200-foot player?
That's not taking away from someone's offense. Like, we have to be careful as to what, you know, what you have in a player. You can't just sit here and say that, you know, we don't know what Goldie's going to be. We don't know if Goldie's going to be a 10-goal scorer, a 20-goal scorer, a 30-goal scorer. And I will tell you that there's not many players in the game that take shortcuts. You look at the best players in the world and how hard they work all over the rink. You watch Sidney Crosby. I know Johansson from Nashville tomorrow. I mean, he's a great player. I've had him in Portland, and, you know, he's learned to work. And that's just part of the process of no matter how good you are, you have to play away from the puck. It's not like you can just sit and hang out at the red line and wait for someone to get you the puck. The game doesn't work that anymore. And we are not handcuffing any players' offensive capabilities. That's the last thing we'd ever want to do. And you've heard me talk about Brock and his play away from the puck, and I think he's having pretty good success offensively. Now, you know, if you look around, I'd have a hard time finding one player that you say gets handcuffed because they're playing away from the puck in today's NHL. I don't know if I can think of anyone.
How much of the message to him has been that his play away from the puck can benefit his offensive game as well if he does the right things defensively?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, if you back check hard and there's a turnover, you're in position to go the other way quicker. The game is played so fast now, and I'm not sitting here saying I'm disappointed in Goldie at all. Just because he hasn't played doesn't mean that we don't like Goldie or he hasn't played the last few games. I think he's done, for a young guy coming up, he's done some pretty good things. And I'm happy with how he's progressing. It's just making sure that, you know, he progresses at the right level and we make sure he is an NHL player, a full-time NHL player that you can win with. I'm not interested in having players that score 20 goals and you lose with. We want to win, and we want to win over the long haul and creating a culture and that, you know, is a winning one. And there's a process to all of that. You know, it's easy to say, hey, just throw all these guys in the lineup. But, you know, there's the rest of the team to consider. And you know, when you start putting down lines and, you know, matchups against other teams and who other teams are going to play against those lines, there's a lot more than just saying, let's put a guy in the lineup. We've lost Sutter and Horvat, two big pieces to our team in certain areas of the game that, you know, don't involve scoring. And we've started the season with 14 forwards. There's other players here that have played, and we need them to step up as well. You know, I want a team that's confident. You want players that are confident, and it's, you know, to score and to have success and to win hockey games, you need confidence. And sometimes, you know, you can lose that if you're not careful. And I think, you know, we talked to our team today. Even though we lost 5-1, we did some good things yesterday. This Winnipeg team had 17 shots 5-on-5 in their own building where they're 10-2. It's a pretty good effort. You know, if our penalty kill doesn't give up two goals, we're right in that game. And we give up one in the third where we're pressing. And the Calgary game, like, that was a pretty good road game. And you talk about urgency, you know, anyone that plays the game and understands that word and how important it is, no matter if you're playing games in September, November, December, or in the playoffs, if you don't have urgency in your game, you're not going to win. You know, I know Marky's not happy with the game yesterday. That's his competitive nature. He thinks that he should stop every puck that goes in. And there's a lot of pressure, and when you lose and when you're not scoring a lot, it's hard on goalies. But, you know, Marquis's going to get back in soon. I'm not worried about that.
You also weigh that against how well. Do you look at how guys played against certain teams, and Jones had a pretty strong game in Nashville? Does that get into your thoughts?
For sure. We consider every option, talk about it all the time. Klutz is great with his goalies. He's a great communicator with them. Make sure they don't get too high. Make sure they don't get too low, because there's pressure, and then probably the most pressure is on the guy in the net all the time. No matter when things are going well or not, that's a tough job. You know, you can't dwell on it. Every game is a new game for me. I don't change a lot in what we do if we're winning 1, 2, 3 in a row, or we lose 1, 2, and 3. When I say we don't change, we you know, every day is a new day. Every game's a new game. We assess where our team's at. We talk about owning your game a lot. And if our team is playing, you know, not playing well, I tell them. If they're playing well and we're winning, I tell them that. And, you know, how are we going to win tomorrow? How have we been last game? I think it's being honest and understanding the situation, understanding how you're going to win. And, you know, you have to have short-term memory in this game, whether you're winning or losing. And you can't dwell on, hey, we've lost three in a row. Tomorrow we need to come and work extra hard. Like, this doesn't work that way. I want teams that their will to win and how they prepare and how they play, it doesn't change. There's a process to everything. There's a process to the game. And if you do it well over the course of 60 minutes, you know, whether you're even watching the scoreboard or not, I know that at the end of the night, you know, good things will happen.
Brock Besser, as you know, is entering some rarefied air. There's only three players ahead of him and with rookie goals after 28 games. Some of the players sat in the room, they kind of laughed when what they saw last night, because you're playing a good team, you're playing a heavier team, yet Brock still found that area to A, get there, and to do what he does. And that was a real test for him last night against a very good hockey.
It is. It's a test.
What does that say about him being able to...
Well, it's going to be a test for Brock every night. You know, he's scoring goals. When we pre-scout teams and you look at, you know, the other team's guys, our guys know who they need to be aware of, who they need to be hard on, who they need to make sure they take away time and space from. And, you know, teams are going to do that with Brock. And, you know, I like the success he's had, obviously. And I like that he's staying grounded, because it's not easy to score in this league. And a lot like what I talked about, every day you have to reset and go about it again. I think he's done a good job of resetting. I think he learned after he scored the hat trick there the one night. I think that was a good learning process for him, where he was quiet for four or five games and didn't even get shots. And it does not come easy in this league to score goals. You know, over the years, you see guys that score some goals, but to do it over a long haul, you've got to, you know, those details in your game have to be strong. And, you know, even his scoring details, he knows that he's got to score in certain areas, and he can't just be sitting on the backside looking for one-timers to score. And he really hasn't scored a lot of goals that way. He's scoring them in different ways, which is a good sign.